This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. U.S. President Joe Biden is condemning Russian President Vladimir Putin's move to suspend his country's participation in its last remaining nuclear arms control treaty with Washington. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The so-called New START treaty was already on life support, given Russia canceling talks aimed at salvaging the pact. Putin has now pulled back. The president was in Poland, meeting with counterparts from NATO's eastern flank, pledging the U.S. will stay at their side as Putin's Ukraine invasion continues.
You're the front lines of our collective defense, and you know better than anyone what's at stake in this conflict.
Saying it's not just Ukraine, it's freedom itself. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Authorities in Poland say a Russian citizen who has been living and conducting business activities in Poland for years has been charged with spying for Russia between 2015 and 2022. The man was detained last April on evidence that he had collected information concerning the military readiness of the Polish armed forces and of NATO troops that was then passed on to the Russian intelligence service. The man faces up to 10 years in prison if convicted. Relations between Russia and countries once in the Soviet sphere of influence have long been tense, but the invasion of Ukraine has increased suspicion about Moscow's intentions. China state broadcaster CCTV says the death toll from the collapse of an open-pit coal mine in northern China has increased to 5, with 48 people still missing. Search and rescue efforts resumed at the Alsa League mine in Inner Mongolia Thursday, hours after a massive landslide prompted officials to suspend the effort. The landslide occurred just hours after the open pit mine collapsed. Xinhua News Agency says about 900 rescuers with heavy equipment have been deployed to the disaster site. China has recorded a slew of deadly industrial and construction accidents in recent months as a result of poor safety training and regulation, official corruption, and a tendency to cut corners by companies seeking to make profits. This is VOA News. Minutes from the last meeting of the U.S. Federal Reserve show strong support among its Board of Governors for another increase in the key interest rate. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
Nearly all of the Federal Reserve policymakers agreed earlier this month to slow the rate of their increases to a quarter point, with only a few supporting a larger half-point hike. Most of the officials supported the quarter-point increase because a slower pace would better allow them to assess the economy's progress towards reducing inflation to their 2% target. Fed officials unanimously agreed that ongoing increases in the Fed's key rate would be appropriate, which points to additional hikes in the next two meetings at least. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Kenya's tourism ministry says earnings jumped 83% last year as the sector recovered from the COVID-19 pandemic. Tourism revenue is expected to more than double over the next 4 years, as Victoria Amunga reports from Nairobi.
Earnings from the tourism sector increased to more than $2.1 billion last year. That's a gigantic leap from the $1.16 billion earned in 2021, when the pandemic was holding down international travel. 16% of the visitors last year arrived from America, according to the ministry, about 12% from Uganda and 10% from the United Kingdom. The impact of COVID-19 in 2020 brought Kenya's tourism industry to a screeching halt, with more than 2 million people losing their jobs at the time. Victoria Amunga for VOA News. Nairobi.
A brutal winter storm in the U.S. has knocked out power in California, closed interstate highways from the western state of Arizona to Wyoming, and prompted more than 1,200 flight cancellations. Phoenix resident Tom Redd told KSFY-TV in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, he was traveling home when he became stranded at the Sioux Falls airport.
I could be doing a lot of other things, and I don't have to do things, but I could be. And so it's another day out of my life.
Schools throughout the northern states, including the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Wisconsin, were called off. And the number of mass killings in the United States linked to extremism was at least 3 times higher in the last decade than the total from any 10-year period since the 1970s. According to a report by the Anti-Defamation League, the number of extremism-related mass slayings rose to 21 during the last decade, compared to a handful of such murders every decade from the 1970s to the 2000s. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.